Today is Thursday, March 5th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I don't really have much to talk about today. I didn't really do anything last night, and last night we sat on the couch, as we do. I made some pretty good food last night. So Mark has decided that. So he's Catholic, and so he really he practices. I don't think you say you practice Lent, but he is a real Lent subscriber, or whatever you want to say. And so he always gives up something for Lent. You know, if he's not giving up, whatever. I mean, he gives up something, and then it's always a challenging time, especially if I'm cooking, because on Fridays you can't have meat, and I always forget, and I'll fix a big steak or something, and then he'll be like, "Boy V, by the way, I can only have fish today," and so that's always a problem. Or he'll forget. He'll forget it's Friday, and then I'll make something, and he'll eat it, and then he'll go, "Oh my God, I wasn't supposed to have meat," or whatever. So, but he also gives up stuff for Lent. So, this year he gave up rice, and he also gave up sodas. And so, you know, a lot of times before I met Mark, I liked rice, but I didn't really make a lot of rice. You know, it wasn't something that I just did. I would make rice occasionally, but for me, you know, being an American and us not eating rice a lot, I didn't really know how to make rice. And so I would get minute rice or something like that, but only if a particular recipe called for it. And so when I met him, he had a rice cooker. And then I think it belonged to someone else. And so when he and I moved in together, one of the presents that I got him was a rice cooker. And it's amazing. You just throw the rice in there. Apparently you're supposed to wash rice. I didn't even know that. You wash the rice and then you put, you know, the same amount of water as the cup of rice. So you put a cup of rice, you put a cup of water, whatever, bada boom, bada bing. You close the rice cooker, you hit the little button, you tell it it's white rice, and you're done. It's amazing. And, you know, most Americans who have rice cookers. Maybe it's a thing now, but back in the day, I mean, America, you know, white folk didn't have rice cookers. And so all that being said, and him being Filipino, he really likes rice. So when I cook, a lot of times I started incorporating rice in as my starch. So, you know, I would make rice and then chicken breast or rice and eggs when we have breakfast for dinner, because we do that a lot. And so he gave up rice for Lent. So last night I was like, oh, what can I, because I had pork chops, but I don't know. I didn't really want to bake a potato, and he doesn't really like mashed potatoes all that much. And I didn't want to bake a potato, and I didn't really want to, I also don't really enjoy, I'm kind of rambling, but I don't really enjoy making vegetables. I don't know why, but they always come out either bland and tasteless or overcooked or undercooked, or I have a real problem with vegetables for some reason. Desserts is the best thing that I'm at cooking. I mean, really, I'm really good at cooking desserts, cookies, creme brulee, cake, stuff like that, but meat and veg, I can do it, but I have a hard time with it. So anyway, I'm always struggling, but I decided, okay, I'm going to make a noodle dish. So I've got pork chops, but I really don't want dry, tasteless pork chops. I don't really want to make a side vegetable. I can't make rice, so I'll make a noodle dish. I bought a container of peanut butter recently because we were out of peanut butter. And so we've been on this peanut butter sandwich binge. Like, we'll have a peanut butter sandwich for a snack when we get home or whatever. And so I decided I was going to make like a peanut sauce and make noodles and make pork. So I had asparagus. I had the little, they're not bell peppers, but they're like little, they're the shape of, I want to say like pepperoncinis or something like that, but they come in a bag. Well, obviously you can buy them in a bag like at Walmart or something. And there's orange and yellow and red, and they're like a pepperoncini kind of shape, but I don't know what they're called. They're not, I don't think they're bell peppers, but they taste very similar to a bell pepper. So maybe they are, maybe they're just like some weird shape, some designer bell pepper. I don't know. So I cut those up into strips. I cut up the asparagus into little pieces. Seems like I had something else in there. Anyway, there was probably another vegetable, but I can't think of what it was. So anyway, oh, carrot. I grated a carrot just to make it small so it would like stir fry really quickly. And I stir fried the veggies, and then I cut the pork up into small pieces. I stir fried it, add a little bit of soy sauce. Then I took the pork out, and then I added peanut butter, rice vinegar, soy sauce, a little bit of sesame oil, and I can't remember what else, some garlic and some ginger, and a little bit of water just to thin it out. And then I stirred it all up, and once it was bubbly, I boiled my just regular spaghetti pasta. And then I dumped that in, dumped the veggies and the pork in, stirred it up real quick. And then that was it. That was our dinner. And it was so good. It was really good. The thing about peanut butter, if you like it, is it adds a lot of flavor, like a whole lot of flavor. You don't have to do much. And I really love noodles. Like I'm a big, anytime we go to any Asian place that has lo mein or chow mein or any kind of mein, I'm always going to get the noodles. I love the noodles, but it really needs to be an egg noodle or like a flour. Well, I don't know what you call, like either an egg noodle or like the kind of like spaghetti noodles. I don't think those are called egg noodles. They don't have eggs in them, but not a rice noodle, I don't like really the buckwheat noodles or anything. I just like a flour and egg or flour and water sort of noodle. That's the kind of guy I am. So I like ramen, because a lot of times the ramen has egg noodles in it. And I love peanut butter. And we both really like peanut butter. So it was really flavorful, really good. So it was a success. It was a success last night. But that was all I did last night. I cooked. I recorded yesterday. And then I cooked and we ate. And we watched a little bit of TV. And then we went to bed earlier than we normally do because I had kept him up too late the night before. And that's what we did yesterday. But I thought I would read, I was just perusing Twitter, and apparently Auntie Vera is having some sort of fight with Madge Weinstein, whatever. I don't really follow Madge. I don't really know anything about Madge. I don't follow Madge on Twitter. But I just saw like someone retweeted something or whatever. And so I was looking through Madge's feed because I was like, I don't know anything about this Madge person, right? And someone had posted some kind of blog post by a British guy who was describing Trump. And, you know, because we're going through all the, and everyone knows how I feel about Trump, but I just want to read a little bit of this because he's describing why British people don't like Trump. He says, someone on Quora asked, why do some British people not like Donald Trump? Nate White, an articulate and witty writer from England, wrote the following response. A few things spring to mind. Trump lacks certain qualities which the British traditionally esteem. For instance, he has no class, no charm, no coolness, no credibility, no compassion, no wit, no warmth, no wisdom, no subtlety, no sensitivity, no self-awareness, no humility, no honor, and no grace. All qualities, funnily enough, with which his predecessor, Mr. Obama, was generously blessed. For us, the stark contrast does rather throw Trump's limitations into embarrassing sharp relief. Plus, we like a laugh, and while Trump may be laughable, he has never once said anything witty, wry, or even faintly amusing. Not once, ever. I don't say that rhetorically, I mean it quite literally. Not once, not ever. And the fact is particularly disturbing to the British sensibility. For us, to lack humor is almost inhuman. But with Trump, it's a fact. He doesn't even seem to understand that what a joke is. His idea of a joke is a crass comment, an illiterate insult, or a casual act of cruelty. Trump is a troll, and like all trolls, he is never funny, he never laughs, and he only crows or jeers. And scarily, he doesn't just talk in crude, witless insults, he actually thinks in them. His mind is a simple bot-like algorithm of petty prejudices and knee-jerk nastiness. There is never any underlayer of irony, complexity, nuance, or depth. It's all surface. And he goes on and on. But I thought it was so good. It was like, it's so articulately kind of said exactly what I think about Trump. It just, anyway, it really, I liked it. That's all I'm going to say. Nothing else is going on in my life, guys. It's really boring. We still haven't heard back from the realtor. I don't know what I'm going to do. How do you find a realtor? Like, we got her from a recommendation from friends. And I feel like, you know, if she hasn't responded within a week of us having our first meeting and at least said thank you for the meeting, I think we're just going to find a new one. But I'm really not sure where to look. Oh, well. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.